Well, first of all, I think we can all agree that there are just some rude things we don't say. We have been socialized, hopefully, out of saying some rude things. Like, for example, we don't ask each other, how much money do you make? We don't ask each other, how much did you spend on that vacation? Or even on Christmas gifts. But I would put up there with all those rude things is, show me your wounds. We know not to ask. Okay, some people are eager to show you their gallbladder scar, right? Hey, they can't wait to show you. But mostly, we're sensitive. We know to keep our mouth shut on sensitive subjects. So the amazing thing in today's gospel is that Jesus does show his wounds. Jesus, Son of God, fully human and fully divine, is committed to the full human experience. And the full human experience comes with being wounded. What does it mean to be human if you are Jesus? It means you loved your mother. It means you have friends like Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. It means you suffered when your friend Lazarus died and mourned him. Like everyone else, Jesus has deep feelings like us. And here he is today, showing his wounds. Because it is so human to be wounded. To be wounded is to be human. His wounds, we know on his hands, feet, and side, are the signs of his love for us. And you know, sometimes we want to know, hey, God, how much do you love me? Well, he can say, this much. And it's as if his torn flesh speaks. The torn flesh speaks this much. This is how far I would go for you. I would go as far as the cross and back. To death and back with the scars to prove it. So he shows his wounds. Now with us, we do have our own psychic and emotional wounds, but unlike him, we hide them. We are ashamed. We don't go around offering to show our hurts. It makes us look foolish. We feel ashamed. But on the other hand, it perpetuates a myth of being supermen or a superwoman, like we're the only person on earth who's been wounded. But the reality is we have all been hurt. We want to walk around and say, wounds? I'm perfectly fine, as we limp along and fall into depressions or addictions or binge eating or rampant materialism. There's a whole long list. And so we know enough not to ask to see somebody's scars, because it might stir up something. In today's gospel, Thomas has gotten a bad reputation for wanting to see Jesus' hands and feet inside. I'm not sure that the term doubter, though, is the best title for him. Let's look at it from his perspective. He and the apostles are hiding out. They are scared of the authorities, with good reason, that they may kill them just like they did with Jesus. But I think they've been hiding out so long that they've gotten hungry, and they send Thomas out for some groceries. And Thomas, like a good guy he is, does go out. And wouldn't you know it, that's just when Jesus shows up. And everybody's excited. I think Thomas feels terribly left out. Maybe it's not so much about believing, maybe it's about being left out. And he doesn't get to share the excitement that the apostles have. I know I don't like to feel left out. And here is Thomas feeling bad, and something ridiculous spews out of his mouth. He has to see Jesus' gashes. He wants to put his fingers in them. His feelings are hurt. So this is why he says these things. Remember earlier in John's Gospel in chapter 11, Thomas says, let us also go that we may die with him. That to me doesn't sound like the words of a doubter. That to me sounds like the words of a true believer, ready to go the distance. Wherever Jesus leads, he will go with him. So here on planet Earth, love does come with wounds. But let me put in a caveat here about domestic violence. These are not the same things. Being a doormat, being a victim of domestic abuse is not the same thing as what Jesus did. Jesus carried his cross and went to the cross as a sign of his love. So the cross is a deeply loving and creative act to undo evil. It's like Jesus' cross was a key in a keyhole, and he used this cross of love to turn the key to free us from sin and death. And the evil one never expected God's Son to go to the cross for us and love us from the cross. And all of us are the least likely people for Jesus to die for. All of us are sinful. All of us are curved in on ourselves. And let's remember, Jesus experienced the very worst that Roman executioners could do. They were masters at dehumanizing their victim, making the victim into a thing, robbing them of their humanity. They knew how far they could take the human body and still let the person be alive to suffer crucifixion. So when Jesus willingly shows his torn flesh, he's proving the Romans didn't win. Evil didn't win. And Jesus overcomes the world for us so that we in turn can overcome our crosses and sufferings. So what we see in today's gospel is Jesus has not been robbed of his humanity. It is a cross of shame that normally kills, but in the power of the Spirit and the love of the Father, Jesus overcomes this cross of shame in his resurrection. This cross has become a cross of light and healing for us broken people. And it's a promise for us that we too can overcome anything that may threaten to overwhelm us. So back to the upper room. Jesus has the freedom to show his torn flesh to the apostles and Thomas. And that's a promise for us too. Maybe someday, if we choose in freedom, we may show our wounds. It's freeing. Jesus' wounds have not dehumanized him. They are badges of honor and courage in the war against sin and evil. Well, let me just walk back that part about people don't show their wounds. There are some places where people show their wounds. 12-step groups that promise anonymity are places where people talk about their woundedness. And talking about life's hurts help the wounds to heal because these groups are safe. A few months ago, I listened to Pastor Heidi Newmark describe her trip to the southern border. And she met people who showed their wounds. They pulled up their shirts to show where they had been wounded by gang violence. They rolled up shirt sleeves to show gunshot wounds. And these wounds were signs that their fears for their safety were legitimate. And they planned to show them to the authorities as proof that their lives were in danger. So lastly, Jesus goes before us, not just showing us torn flesh, but offering us peace. Peace, he says, and shows his wounds. You know, normally wounds are signs of terror and fury. And what he doesn't say to the apostles is, look at my wounds and let's take revenge. No, he says, look and look at there's peace. Wounds and peace. So the wounds don't have the last word. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, offers us peace. And Thomas, who we like to poke fun at, Thomas declares, my Lord and my God. So that is Jesus' mission. True 2,000 years ago and true now. Because we are frail human beings. And Jesus came to live among us, take his chances and inevitably be hurt, suffer damage to his body. And Jesus still lives among us, takes on everything, and is our source of healing as well. because he knows from the inside what it's like to be human. And he says, peace to us. He plants his cross among us, the weak, the lost, the wounded. We are his people. So we may see peace in our wounds in a different way. When we reach out to a family member who's being shamed, we may take on the cross of shame, the cross of peace on our stronger shoulders, and the hope and promise of peace and restoration and resurrection for them and for us. When we reach out to the poor and distressed and those who are shamed by their mental disabilities, we take on their cross too and act as disciples in the path of resurrection. When we reach out to those on the margins because of racism or sexism or homophobia, we are Christ's disciples and we offer them a sign of Christ's peace. So Jesus shows his wounds and says, believe. Believe that I love you. I thank you, Lord, for the peace you offer us. You invite us to share in your cross and your resurrection in the hope and promise of your peace. Amen.